Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You know, with each passing year and month and day, our theme song we started with back in 1993 gets more relevant every day. This is war. We are at war for the soul of our nations. And we're going to talk to Amanda Knight, whose brother, and also our guest has paid the price for standing for Christ. But anyway, before we go to our guest tonight, some prayer requests very quickly. And if you don't mind, you prayer warriors, write these down because they have very great confidence in your prayer. A prayer warrior for Nelson, for Addison. Addison calls the program once in a while. You know who Addison is from Ohio. Addison needs your prayers. Keep Johnny in your prayers, please. You know Johnny, Crystal's daddy. And Freddie, who's fighting cancer. And also our producer, Phil Hudock. We didn't have Bible study this last weekend because Phil was sick. Hopefully this Saturday you get the feeling better. But last Sunday we didn't have because he was sick. So please pray for Phil. He was pretty ill. Couldn't hardly walk because of vertigo. He was pretty sick. So keep him in your prayers, please, if you don't mind. And a very special announcement coming up on the 8th of next month. My granddaughter that y'all have been praying for a long time, Allison, who's went through a lot of problems in her life, has, by the grace of God, got her life pretty well straightened out. She's going to be on the air to share her testimony. And, folks, I got to hear part of it. And what a powerful, powerful testimony this 18-year-old young lady has. She's going to touch a lot of lives, I promise you. But our guest tonight is Brother David Pulaski. He's Pastor Otter's brother. And David is mistaken beside his brother, of course he is. And they are right now in a besieged nation. I say the besieged nation. Trudeau, the pretty boy-faced piece of trash, had declared what we would call martial law in Canada. He has literally taken property of people, and they're even talking about taking the vehicle, the trucks that they've seized and sell them off. And now they want to make the emergency cash-grabbing part of the whole system permanent. People in Canada are paying a real tough price for standing up for their freedoms. And Pastor Arthur Pulaski has paid a price now for a couple of years now, and even before then, for standing for the truth. He's in prison right now. His brother David has been keeping up with him and trying to get the news out to people. And folks, before I go to our guest tonight, please, please, please stay on your knees about Pastor Arthur. Please ask the Lord to intercede for the God's glory and for the sake of our brother. Please get a pen and paper handy. We're going to tell you how you can help his ministry some. Folks, they're feeding thousands of people a day. They're doing everything they can to continue God's work. We're going to tell you how you can help Pastor Arthur and his church. So please get a pen and paper handy. And I had the physical address here. If you don't have a computer, we'll give the physical address if you want it. Just have to let me know. Give me a call. We'll give it to you. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And Lisa will have the address tomorrow that you can write and send donations if you would. Please help them, folks, all you can. REM sleep still on sale, of course, as long as it lasts. That's all announcements tonight. We're going to get right to our guest now. David Pulaski, the pastor of Brother Alter, who's in prison right now. He's been in prison about 2 weeks, I believe. And Brother David, are you there?
Hello. Good to hear from you.
It's good to have you. I know you're busy. I know you're up to your eyeballs. But I just had to have you on tonight to share with the people what your brother's going through, what you're going through, what Brother Arthur's family's going through, and the church. I want you to just speak, Brother. You're talking to friends all over the world tonight, I promise. I want you to share what's on your heart tonight, and I'll ask a question once in a while. But you start off on where you want to start off with and go from there.
Well, hello, everybody. May God bless you and keep you. As you know, a few days ago, the Justin Castro, we call him, has declared a martial law in Canada. Not because there was some state of emergency or we were getting attacked by Russia or China openly, but because the truckers and the working class and Canadians had the nerve, in his mind, had the nerve to go and protest his dictatorial push. For 2 years, Canada's been on a lockdown. Families are being broken. The suicide in children is rising. I think it doubled. The businesses are crushing. Pretty much the whole economy is crushing. And the Canadians had enough. And they said, enough of this. Nothing makes sense with this pandemic from almost the very beginning. And now more and more people are aware of the lies and the deceit of this de facto government that has cheated the elections. We had elections half a year ago, but there was nothing righteous about the elections. I know because I ran as a member of parliament and as a councillor at the same time. And the elections were 100% rigged.
That's kind of like America, isn't it? But go ahead.
Yeah, they use the same machines.
Yes, yes, good point.
Yeah. So as a matter of fact, my few friends have taken the Elections Canada to court because they have proof that there was interference with the elections. So this tyrant came to power again unlawfully, grabbed the power, and now he's really bringing dictatorship to this land. It's unbelievable. You can check the images and the footage from Ottawa, what is known now, that many of these tyrants dressed in army suits and so wannabe police outfits, which have no name tags. Many of them could not speak English. So more and more there is a talk that these could be UN troops. And when you really pay attention to many of them, they were pretty big guys. And then they found few United Nations planes very close to Ottawa. And now everything is starting to make more sense that this is actually a takeover. This is an attack on a Canadian soil.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how quickly everything is moving in this country.
And folks, remember, they're our next door neighbor. This is not China. This is not Russia. This is not anywhere in some foreign nation, really. This is our next door neighbor, who's probably second in the world to being a free society for a long time. America is next on the list. Pay attention. Go ahead, Brother David.
Exactly. What's happening in America will obviously happen here and vice versa. And people need to understand that the whole northern Canada is Russia. And then we have Asia on our west coast. So I would advise the American people to really wake up and really stand while they can, because whatever is happening here very quickly is going to manifest in the United States of America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If it doesn't stop where you are, it will spread down through here. Folks, this is a worldwide plan. Believe me, it is. Go ahead, brother.
Well, as you know, all the opposition is being arrested at this moment. Everybody that dares to speak the truth. My brother was the first one. Pastor Arthur Pawłowski was the first one to be arrested 2 weeks ago in a total insane style. They came like the bandits in vehicles, unmarked vehicles. They ran out of the vehicle like psychopaths. And, you know, they weren't arresting a criminal or a gangster or a mafioso or murderer. They ran to arrest the pastor on some cooked up charges, and we have this recording and people can watch it, the arrest of Arthur Pawłowski, Pastor Arthur Pawłowski. You know, he was in his slippers in front of his house, and they ran, they arrested him, they dragged him to the car, they recorded all of it in their face, in our faces, and they disappeared. They're holding him in Calgary, north of Calgary, in a maximum prison for the past 14 days. Now, that's one shocking thing, that they arrested a pastor for speech, for officiating a church service, having a communion, and a speech as a pastor at the Coutts border, on Alberta-Montana border. So they cooked up the charges. They gave him a mischief over $5,000, breach of peace from a previous court order, which was cooked up prior to that, and aiding and abetting of blocking crucial infrastructure. In other words, they want to hold him accountable for closing the entire border, which is, of course, insanity. Which is all made up, cooked up charges, just so they could keep him and silence him from speaking as a pastor.
And I want to share this very quickly also, because this ties in with what you're talking about. It's so bad now in Canada. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. This is documented. I'm trying to find the lady's name here. She is... what did I find her name? Her name is Chrystia Freeland. I'm sure you know who she is, right? Deputy Prime Minister?
Yeah.
David?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. Christina Freeland is the deputy. Yes. She says that she is going to make the asset forfeiture permanent. In other words, she said, we're going to make this a permanent law. We can seize anybody's assets at any time. We're not going to take this away. This is not temporary. She's going to make it permanent. And what's really curious is this so-called leader is a director of Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. This lady is a globalist, big-time globalist. And she just said that she's going to make these laws permanent. They're not going to be rescinded. And on top of that, Trudeau, I'm laughing, but it's not funny, has told the protesters they not only will take their property and take their children, they'll even kill their dogs. And I'm making this up. This is true. This is happening north of us. And this man, our brother Arthur, is in prison because he spoke as a pastor to people in a function. This is Canada Day and soon America. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, not only that, but he said that he's going to seize the trucks. He's going to give up to $200,000 in penalties each. A 1 year in jail. Seize the bank accounts. Anybody that donates, etc., etc. It is a full-blown fascist, communist, Nazi, socialist, hybrid, full on tyranny that's happening here. The another alarming thing is the way they treated Pastor Arthur in the prison. For the first 2 days, he didn't have a drinking water for 2 days. They strip searched him twice because they said they're looking for contraband. And we know that this was to humiliate him and show that they, you know, they can do all that stuff. They locked him twice for hours on end in what he described, it looked like a dog kennel. For hours he was suffocating in it because there was no air, enough air in it. Then they would take him from his cell and put him on a hard bench for hours on end. And if anybody was in prison ever, would know what the hard bench means, or a cement bench. After a few hours, there is no way you can be in any position to be in any way comfortable. It's a way of torture.
Of course.
He says that when they finally took him to his cell, everything was upside down. They said that they were looking for contraband. Another thing that they did was they confiscated his Bible. And we know that one of the guards, A.K. Capo, he ripped it to shreds and threw it out. They confiscated his written papers to his letters to his lawyer. They confiscated everything to write with. There is no running water in a cell. There was no toilet paper. The conditions of the cell, he said, they must have picked the worst filthy cell. It looks like it was not cleaned or touched for years. And remember here, they said that they're going to keep him for quarantine 2 weeks. And, you know, it's all about the health measures, and it's all about the biggest pandemic this world has ever seen, right?
This
got nothing to do with law and justice. This is tyranny. This is what happened to the law that's innocent until proven guilty.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
He's been already penalized to the fullest of their ability before standing trial. He had a bail hearing. He was denied bail hearing. He had a second bail hearing a few days ago. He was denied again, and there is another one on March 10th. So without prosecution, they're keeping him in maximum penitentiary over 23 hours a day in solitary confinement every day, giving him about only 20 minutes to make a phone call to either one of his lawyers or family. For the longest time, they denied him contact with his criminal lawyer. Everything that's being done here, it's absolutely against the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the Bill of Rights. It is against the law of Canada. But they're doing
let me ask you this, brother. What reasons are they using to deny him bail? What is their excuse?
Well, they're saying that he's a danger to society. Can you believe this?
A danger to society. Okay.
That's what they're saying, yeah, that he's a danger to society. He went to the Quds border to be a pastor, to give people hope, to say, don't give up, stand for your freedoms, don't allow tyranny rule over you. And for that very reason, it's a personal vendetta of the premier of this province, Jason Kenney, and he's using his crooked chief of police here in Calgary, Mark Newfield, to do his dirty bidding. And that's the situation at this moment right now.
Well, now, so he's in solitary confinement, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And for 2 days, they denied him any drinking water. And he had...
Yes.
You said he had no way to go to the bathroom, no flushing toilet?
Yeah, there is a toilet, but there is no toilet paper. And the way the toilet here in prison are, there is no water, running water in a sink. And there is a camera in every cell right above the toilet.
Oh, my gosh. And folks, so I just
really
have to... Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
They really want to show the tyranny. They want to show that nobody has the rights. They want to show that they can do everything and get away with it. They want to just show the people you're nothing.
Now, folks, keep in mind, all this man has done is try to endeavor to preach the gospel of Christ. He wouldn't close his church against and would not follow the rule because he's commanded by his Savior to assemble together no matter what. The government overstepped their bounds big time. He dared speak to the truckers, encourage them, and now he's in jail. And it's been what, going on a week and a half? Or is it, how long has it been there, brother?
She's been already there 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. And... is anybody allowed to see him besides his lawyers? Can anybody go in and see him?
Excuse me? Sorry?
Can anybody see him? Can he have visitors?
No, he cannot have visitors. His wife cannot see him. His children cannot see him. I can't see him. He's denied all of this. Yet at the same time, he's seeing other inmates have all the privileges. So he saw some with the Quran. He saw some with writing material, some books, you know, while they deny him all of this. So.
And the reason there are no visitors because of what? Why no visitors?
Well, nothing here. It's based on law anymore. It's lawlessness. You know, the lawyers are saying they have never seen anything like this in the history of Canada.
And so the lawyers are being stymied. I mean, they can't make a move. They won't let anything happen. What did they tell the lawyers? I mean, what's their reason?
Well, for the longest time, they could not talk to him. Then for the longest time, they could not see him. Then whenever they stand in front of the judge is corrupted to the core. So no matter how good of lawyers you have, they could be the best lawyers on the planet. If the judges are corrupted and the system is corrupted, what can you do?
That's very true. So what's the next step? I mean, what are they going to do?
Well, there is on March 11th, there is another trial for bail. And we'll see what happens. The lawyers try to make it sooner, but that's not possible.
How is his family doing? How's the whole family? I mean, how's the wife and children doing?
Well, he's got three children, right? My brother has three children.
Right,
he's
right.
The breadmaker in a family. You know, his wife is a strong woman, but it's... But it's very, very hard on the family, you know? Very hard on the family.
Well, I mean, to see this injustice, and they shut every door that's a way to fix it, and they won't fix it, I mean, that will make you angry. I'm really amazed at y'all's patience thus far. Are there any other pastors standing with him? Any other churches binding with him and trying to help him in any way?
Well, this is a warning to United States of America. Christians have to rise up. Over here, 98%, I would say, of the so-called church leaders made a pact with the devil. And I say that openly because that is the truth. They complied. They went with the regime. They went with the system. Until I see them stepping up, this is the reality in Canada.
So,
unbelievable. Yes?
Go ahead.
What we are witnessing here is what's been prophesied the last days walking a departure, the betrayal. This is what we are witnessing in Canada in this day. It's clear more than ever. Like I said, 98% of the so-called leaders have complied. Most of the churches are closed. They're calling for the vaccines. In other words, if you don't take this jab, you cannot come to church, etc., etc., etc. Many of them are cowards.
Go ahead. Hiding. I mean, okay, yes, go ahead.
Yes, I apologize. You know, we are, as we speak, right now, I hopped in a car, and we are on the way to prison because every day we have a vigil there. Every day we have a vigil there to pray, to worship, to sound the shofars and prophesy and preach, you know, and to pray and to anoint the ground. So we are right now on the way to the front of the prison.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm glad you're doing that. I don't want to interrupt that. Please continue. So none of the churches in are saying, okay, let's stand together with Brother Alter. They actually closed their doors and they're just staying out of the way. So they're really doing nothing to help at all.
No. There is more and more Christians that are leaving these traitors. So in other words, you know, they are seeing more and more the truth, who these people were, that they were just hired guns. They were never for Jesus. They were there to make the profit. They were there to get the paycheck. And now it's more evident than ever. Let me tell you, I think the revival, the Lord told us the revival will come through persecution and through suffering and pain. Because Canada, 20 years ago, the Lord told us, tell the churches that I want revival through my mercy, grace. And unfortunately, even 20 years ago, the churches in Canada denied the revival. So then years passed, and the Lord said, tell them I will have my revival, but through persecution, suffering, and pain. Today, this prophecy is being fulfilled in front of our eyes. Even though this tyranny is growing, we see more than ever before a revival beginning, an awakening.
Amen. Amen.
Like it hasn't been here before. People from places and people especially that never wanted to do anything with Jesus, now they have ears that are ready to listen. And
Amen.
That is amazing.
Amen. That is amazing. And we sure, Father, please let that happen. The folks at the break will take phone calls, give you some addresses and how to send some money to help the pastor church. Please get a pen and paper handy. Back at the break. Don't go away.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, and no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, we are back, and during the break, Brother David got just happened news. Remember, just a minute ago, I told you that the second in command wants to make the seizure of your finances permanent. They just said it's permanent. They can seize your accounts from now on in perpetuity. They can seize everything you have if you disagree with the government. But also, they just declared martial law is permanent in Canada. Just passed. Please share that with us, Brother David. Are you there, David? Yeah, share with the listeners what just happened.
Yeah, 10 minutes ago, they just passed martial law. They voted that it's going to stay in Canada, that they can take the assets and the money from any person that does not fall with their communist rhetoric. This is insanity. This is, now we are North Korea, China, and the communist Russia.
So the law has been made permanent, that the police state, the martial law scenario we call it here, is permanent for right now. It's permanent, period. It's permanent.
Yes, yes, it was voted. It went through the vote, and here we go. Well, here we go, and you know, yes, go ahead.
Are there no legislatures up there with you folks that are willing to stand with you?
Well, you know, the question is, where were they for the past 2 years?
I agree, but no one said, "Hey, we went over the bounds. This is too much. We can't let this happen." Has no one in the group said that?
Well, it seems like, it's murky waters. To be honest with you, I don't trust either side, either the liberals and or the conservatives. I mean, the conservatives are as liberal as the liberals. They didn't really say anything for the past 2 years against this Trudeau's tyrannical moves. So who knows if this is a game where they shout a lot and then they drink Hennessy behind closed doors.
Man, this is absolutely, folks, this is my saying. Canada is now under permanent martial law. Now, I mean, when they say permanent, they mean there's going to be no let up from now on. This is made law now as long as the nation stands. Is that what they're saying?
Indefinitely.
Folks, you're hearing this. You're hearing this right now. I think this is breaking news for sure. So Canada had become a total police state with no reprieve for anybody anytime in the foreseeable future. This is Canada today. Now, I don't know how y'all feel about that, but it deeply hurts me to hear that, because my brothers and sisters in Canada are not criminals. They're men and women trying their best to live right and glorify God and feed their families. And whether they're Christians or not, folks, they have a right to work, travel, and live without being harassed by their so-called premier. I tell you, brother, y'all, this is making me mad, and I don't apologize for being angry. I'm not a bit sorry for being angry, because this should make anybody angry. This is affecting your children and your grandchildren. This is affecting your livelihoods. This is affecting how you can worship Christ and live in liberty. This is affecting everything in your life, is it not?
Well, now they smell the blood and they're going. They're implementing the New World Order. And if the great American eagle does not start to stand up and flap its wings, then believe me, you will have Chinese army and who knows what other army, including United Nations, on your doorsteps. That's the reality right now. That's the next step.
And before we go to phone calls, we got phone calls coming in. Would you mind telling us, how can people help your church? What can we do? Who can we send money to? How do we send it?
Well, as you know, we feed thousands of people every week. We preach the gospel. We are on the streets and the church four times a week. Steady, you know, saving lives, especially today is minus 25, probably more with the wind chill. And I'm telling you, it's people freeze to death. People die, you know. People die. People are kicked from shelters because of all kinds of reasons. And there we are, the last frontier for them. So if anybody would like to help, you can help by e-transfer at art@streetchurch.ca. Or there is options on the website, www.streetchurch.ca. www.streetchurch.ca. May God bless you and keep you. May He repay you 1,000 times.
Okay. Let's repeat those again, folks. One more time. Both of them are art. Art at what?
Yes, the e-transfer is at art@streetchurch.ca, art@streetchurch.ca, okay. Or the website www.streetchurch.ca in Calgary,
folks,
Alberta.
And I have the address to the church if you need it, and Lisa will have it tomorrow if you want to call tomorrow, and call us toll-free if you don't have long distance. Call 800-777-4403 and send what you can, please, to help take care of this church while the pastor is in prison. Please do that. I'll have the address to Lisa tomorrow, so call her and get it. Or you can go to the website, Street Church, street like in highways and streets, streetchurch.ca, and donate there. Please, folks, let's help these people. Let's help them. Let's stand with them. This is our next door neighbors. Not only are they our brothers, they're our next door neighbors. My goodness, if we don't stand right now, and I don't care. Listen, I'm going to say this, and we need funds here at the ministry, too. We really do. But I prefer that you see what you're going to send us this month to these people. If you don't have enough to help us and them both, you choose them this time. We'll get through if at all possible. If not, that's okay. You make sure that Brother Archer's church is taken care of. That's important. If you're going to send us $50 this month, you can do both. Send to them. Please. streetchurch.ca, and I will have the church, the address to the church, to Lisa tomorrow. You can call her at 800-777-4403. So I need the address to Pastor Arthur's church. We will send it. She'll have it and give it to you to write to them. You just make the, I'm sure, just make the check out to Street Church. Is that okay? Make out Street Church. Is that okay?
Yes, streetchurch.ca, yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you want to make the check out to Street Church, that's okay too, right? if you can make a check out, can you make out the Street Church, or how should you make it out?
Yes, make it bless you. Bless your heart, sir. Bless your heart.
Well, I appreciate that. But how do we make the check out?
At streetchurch.ca.
Okay, I'll make sure. All right, okay.
Or actually, you can just put Street Church.
Street Church. Okay, folks, I hope you heard that, and I hope you'll do that. I really hope you'll do that. And again, if it's between our ministry and them, choose them this month, please. I don't care if it's $5 or $5,000. Help them all you can. And, brother, I promise you, I'll have something in the mail to you no later than Thursday. You'll have some money mail coming from us for your church. I promise. You will have that coming.
Thank
it won't
you,
be
sir.
A fortune, but you'll get something. Let's go to the phone line. Let's start first with our brother Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to say something here, and I want people to think. Now, who is really in charge of Canada? Not the Prime Minister, okay?
Okay.
Queen Elizabeth. She's the problem right there, first and foremost.
Okay.
Am I right?
I'm sure you are. I mean, I don't think they never did get tore off from England. I'm sure of that. Any comments on that, Brother David?
I'm sorry, I could not understand.
He said that the problem with Canada is they're still under the Queen's rule, so to speak.
Oh, yes. This is still the crown. And the problem is that the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, is under the crown. So in other words, they're serving the Queen. Yeah.
All right, good point. Thanks for the call.
Now,
I got to jump, but thank you for the call. Do you want now?
The U.S. owns the United Nations, really. By the way, there are issues here in America and Canada. I know for a fact.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I know. Mick, we're next. We're next. If we don't stand up and help our neighbors,
yeah,
we are next. This is a fact. America is next to go. All right, good call, Mick. I got a jumper. Running out of time. Go ahead, brother. Anything you want to add to that?
Well, it's more than obvious now that we are their training ground. They're testing the waters. They're testing how to pacify, how to terrorize, how to subjugate the Canadian citizens. And if they're going to be able to get away with this, absolutely, United States of America is next. You see, United States of America is, I guess, their big prize. And I hope that God's not going to allow it.
Well, you know, I don't think God would allow it unless we do. If we allow it, then it's our own fault. Let's go next to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Bridge Paul.
You're welcome.
As far as your guest is concerned, your guest has been spot on. Now, I want to speak about the United Nations. You were saying that the police in Canada did not speak English, because I'll tell you why. I have a friend of mine from Angola who's a police officer, and he told me how Angola went down. And one of the ways it went down was that the local police were told to go home, and military police were brought in. And it degenerated from military police to foreign mercenaries, foreign police. And then eventually Angola got invaded by Russia and Cuba. And I see the same pattern happening in Canada. And I see Canada becoming a staging ground to invade America. And I see my state, like Massachusetts and the real Democrats, as staging grounds for foreign soldiers to come in and take over these states. And then that's when the real war will start. These blue states are going to bow down to the communists. And here's the frightening part, and tell me what you think. Under communism can last for decades. So once a country goes communist, it's done. You cannot reverse the process ever again outside of a physical revolt, and you don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. Nobody does. But under the history of communist countries, that's what happens when your country becomes full of communists. It's done. You have to pack your bags and flee.
And, yes. And, but what the problem is, Jeff, there aren't now places to flee. There aren't now places to flee to.
I know. But in the history of communist countries like Cuba, when Cuba went communist, Cuba is still a communist country. In other words, there's only two ways to defeat a communist country once it goes communist, either by physical revolt or you flee. I go with the flee because I'm not violent.
Yeah, no one wants to be violent. No one in their right mind wants to be violent. But if they come in, if they come in and attack your family, you don't have much choice.
Exactly.
I can add that there is a third way, and that is what Poland did through Solidarity Movement. And that was peaceful, no compliance.
Right.
Peaceful resistance. Peacefully said, no way, we don't want this. It's more of us than you. We're not going to comply. We're not going to do your dirty work. It's enough. And that's what Solidarity did in Poland. That's exactly what I saw when I was growing up. And the movement grew and grew and grew until there was over 18 million members. And they took it all to the street, and it was over. It was over.
But I have a dimension to that. The dimension is they're making the youth of this country woke and brainwashed, totally brainwashed, and they've been doing that for generations in America. Because the baby boomers are going off the scene. There's a limited window to get this country back. Once the boomers go off the scene, and once my generation, which is Gen X, go off the scene, we're done as Americans in the blue states. We're done, and the red states will be the bashing of hope and freedom, and we'll just be subjugated. And we'll have to submit to these commies.
I can see that.
I mean, and I hate being this dark. I thank you for having me on. And by the way, on the record, I am not for any kind of violence whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. And solidarity is the way to go if you have the population that will listen to you. If not, you're done. Okay. Anyways, I'll let you go. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Carl. I appreciate it. And no moral individual, especially Christians, wants violence. But, brother, if they kick in your front door to take your wife and children, you don't have any choice than be a man. Matter of fact, the Bible says that if you won't take care of your own family, and provide protection for them, you've denied the faith and worse than infidel. You're going to hell. Before we get another caller, Brother David, what else do you want to say?
Well, and this is what we have to unite. We have to walk in solidarity. We have to understand that we should not make pacts with the devil in any form and shape and have a peaceful no compliance. In other words, say no and get out. And that's what we've been telling the Canadian people. Do not comply. Do not comply. Do not comply. Many did, and this is where we are right now. Now, finally, many are waking up after 2 years. I hope and pray that it's not too late, that God will come through miraculously. But as for us, we have no choice. We have to sound the trumpet and stand for the truth, stand for God, stand for freedom, stand for righteousness, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you seeing more people rallying to support? Are you seeing a lukewarm response?
Well, you know what? We see more Canadian people rise up from all walks of life. But when it comes to the mega churches or, like I said, most of the congregations, they're absolutely asleep. And it's going to be a rude awakening, and it's coming very, very quickly. You know, and the Bible says the cowards will not inherit the kingdom of God.
That's right.
For now, many are absolute cowards, or whatever other excuse they have. Well, they came for us. They're coming for them. So we'll see what happens next.
All right, let's go another phone call. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Pastor.
Hello.
I don't know if you guys are aware or not, but Russia has gone into Ukraine. And Ukraine is under martial law.
They just went in a little while ago, I guess. Okay.
A couple hours ago.
Okay.
And they have put Ukraine under martial law now. And then I have a question for the... Yeah. So that's two countries in 2 hours.
It's amazing.
And then for the pastor's brother, do you guys, have you guys got enough cash to sustain yourselves when your bank accounts are seized? Because that will be next. They've got you guys on a target list, and I'm surprised that they haven't done that already, that they haven't seized your assets. And please tell Pastor Arthur,
Madame,
the only way to get through... Huh?
Madam, let me stop you right now. We serve a big God. First and most of all, we are not political activists. We are the preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe that he is still on the throne. His will be done. We trust in him. He's the most powerful being. He's the creator. So, yes, that doesn't mean not to be wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. But at the end of the day, when you're in a totalitarian state, only God can save you. Believe me what I'm saying. I grew up behind the Iron Curtain. And this is, remember, we focus a lot on what the devil is doing. But remember, we as preachers, we are to direct people first and most of all what God is doing. And he will have his way, and he will have his revival. And he is the God of power, signs and wonders. And so let the devil do what the devil does. He cannot help himself. He knows time is short. And we will march in the name of Jesus and leave in his hand whatever will happen to us. While we march forward.
All righty. Okay, and thanks for the news on that, Jan. I hate to hear that news, but thanks for sharing. I appreciate it. I hate to hear that another nation in turmoil. It's like the Bible says, you know, Matthew 24, brother, is being fulfilled. Is it not? Matthew 24 is being fulfilled right now. Let's go next to a caller in Kentucky. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, welcome.
Butch, are you there? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
This is such tyranny, and that last, what you just said, David, is so right. We got to put God first. This is coming here. If these pastors of these churches don't wake up, they are going to be in a rude awakening. You know,
yes.
And we really had the book of Ephesians 6:12. We're there now with the New World Order. It's there. It's Bible. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 7. The city's on fire. We saw that in 2020. It's coming. It's here.
It is here. It is here. Matthew 24 been filled. Wars and rumors of war.
Yes, it is.
It's everywhere. And I'm telling you, these pastors are going to wake up with a great surprise. They're liable to wake up in a hot place and don't even know what happened.
That's exactly right. You know, my grandmother fled Austria in the early 20s during the Weimar Republic. If she was living today, would she just fall to her knees? Because history is repeating itself in this country. And I remember, you know, and I just admire my grandmother, what she taught me over the years about things that I, as a kid, I didn't know. But now, years later, I do know now. And thank God up there in our Heavenly Father who's teaching me all these great things.
Amen.
I'm getting stronger to stay with you. Get, folks, listeners out there tonight, get your Bible and read scriptures and study and meditate. This is what the globalists don't want.
Amen.
They fear
Amen.
You as fearing God. They want you to fear them. You fear God, and they're going to answer them in the lake of fire, Butch. These globalists,
Amen.
They're going to answer in the lake of fire.
I agree. Chris, I got to jump. Good call, though. Thank you. Let's try to squeeze in one more phone call. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on in.
Fellow Dave.
I have to say this in French. La première ministre du Canada, Justin Trudeau, il est un jacobin.
Okay. All right. I'm kind of a little bit of that, but anyway.
No, and what I always say is any dictator, all they are is just a mere human who wants to be God.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are just puppets of higher powers. And that's what we're seeing. I think Trudeau's been controlled, obviously, and most of the world leaders are. So, yes, I agree. Anything else, Dave?
Yeah. Oh, how about Jan from Iowa mentioned how, Russia invaded Ukraine. I think it's kind of a twist of irony that many Ukrainians have settled in Canada.
Yeah, isn't that strange? I mean, and to know that Brother David and his brother, Pastor Arthur, come from Poland to escape the tyranny, and look what they end up in. I got to jump, Dave. Good call, though. Thank you about a lot of time. And, folks, please go to the website, www.streetchurch.ca. Help them if you can. Call Lisa tomorrow. I've already sent her the address. You can write as I'm going to tomorrow. I'm going to put some money in the mail. Thursday, to them so they can get. Brother, if I were a millionaire, you'd be a millionaire too. But I'm not. I'll do what I can. And I hope everybody do that, folks. If it's between us and them this month, help the brother in Canada. Help the brother in Canada. They're the one in need. Anything else you want to say? We got about a minute and a half left, Brother David. What do you want to say in closing?
Thank you, sir. And, like the gentleman mentioned, to read and meditate on the Bible, I will always add to it is what Jesus said. With what you receive, you go and you preach the gospel in season and out of season like never before.
Amen.
Remember, we all win at the end. God is not shaken by these events.
No, he's not.
He's not shocked. He's not surprised. He knows what's going on. It's his sovereign hand. So, like never before, be lions. Stand for the truth. Stand for the gospel. Be like lions. You were called for a day as this. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. May God protect you all in the name of Jesus. May God bless you with the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To be like the sons of thunder and preach without compromise in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. If you have a chance, please pass to your brother that we love him, respect him, and are praying for him. Okay? Let him know that the whole world is in prayer for him.
Thank you, and may God have mercy on us, on you, on Ukraine, and the entire world, and may many come to his kingdom in the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen. God bless, brother. I'll be talking to you in the future, okay? Have a safe trip.
Please
have
pray
a safe
for my brother.
I will do that, I promise. Good night, my friends. Folks, love you and see you tomorrow night. Lord willing, please just stand for the battle and do what's right in Christ's name. Please. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.